late Tuesday that he was going to get an AR-15 in case, quote, anybody impeaches my president. Former New York City police officer Daniel Pantaleo is now suing to get his job back. It comes nearly 2 months after he was fired for his role in the 2014 chokehold death of Eric Garner. According to his lawyer, Pantaleo filed a lawsuit against the NYPD yesterday, alleging the decision to fire him was arbitrary and capricious. An inmate at a Florida jail is facing animal cruelty charges after he allegedly fed a live iguana to the alligator at the jail's zoo. Jason Gibson is in the Monroe County Jail awaiting trial on auto theft charges. Officials say he took the iguana named Mojo and considered a jailhouse pet to the six-foot gator. Deputies say Gibson admitted throwing Mojo in the alligator pen, claiming iguanas are nuisance animals, and he wasn't aware that this one was even somebody's pet. And the Nationals did it again last night. They now have a 2-0 lead over the Astros in the World Series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Pure Component, linking spirit and science, is a show about life, health, wellness, and mystery. And we have great giveaways, too. Tune in to A Pure Component, linking spirit and science, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, see us live on Facebook.com/A Pure Component.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us at A Pure Component. I am so excited about today's show. Today is the second of our Something Witchy Comes Our Way series, and we have Tracy Knoll with us. She's an excellent psychic and empowerment coach. She actually has several modalities that she works with people, doing with people, and she has been in the business for quite a few years. Tracy, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Tracy. So we're going to go to commercial break after I do the weather, and then when we come back, we're going to do Tori's story. And after Tori's story, we will get with Tracy. So today is 66 degrees, 29% humidity, but it is a nice day today. It's nice and bright, so enjoy the day.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, everyone. Today's show is a great show. We're having our second of our series of Something Witchy Comes Our Way, and we're going to be talking about psychic energy. Really cool topic. Our guest, Tracy Knoll, is the founder of Nori Group, LLC. I hope I said that correct. She is an intuitive life coach. She has several modalities to help people find clarity, and she can help you in multiple ways. It's going to be exciting speaking with her because we're going to start talking about psychic energy and how it affects people, as well as some of her modalities. But before we do that, we'll just get right into Tori's story. And we're talking about psychic energy today in honor of our October Fall Festival and Halloween. And when we think about psychic energy, it's not exactly what everyone thinks. Psychic energy itself is something that everyone carries with them. You know, a mom can be at home and she just has the urge that something is wrong with her child, and she goes in and she finds something wrong with her child. That's her connecting psychically with her child. A lot of business people use the word hunch. I had a hunch that XYZ happened, and that again is just the same thing as psychic energy. When we think about psychic energy, we think of woo-woo, uh-oh, but actually everybody has it. What it really is intuitiveness. We have this intuitive knowing when things happen, and when that happens, sometimes you guess something's going to happen. You think it's a guess and you want to be logical about it, but it is your intuitive knowing, and psychic energy is a different word for it. I think for myself, I have purchased many homes in my day. So for myself, one of the things that has happened to me, and people might think it's odd, is when I go into a home or even a town, I get a sense and a feeling about the town, and that's a factor if I want to purchase that home or not. I actually put into my mind, okay, let's see how this feels, and if it feels good, it's a big factor for me. Of course, there are several factors when you're buying a home, because that is a large investment, but knowing the way that it feels does affect me, and so for that reason it is a factor. We're going to go to a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Tracy Knoll.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hello, and welcome back to A Pure Component, Bridging Science and Spirit. Today's show is about psychic energy, and our guest Tracy Knoll is on the phone with us today. I did announce that we were going to have a different guest who had a family emergency, so I thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us last minute, and I know you're so busy that it was a thrill for me to know that you were able to be here with us. Tracy, can you tell our audience a little bit about your company?
Yes, it's Tracy Knoll, and it's Nori Groups, LLC, and Nori in Arabic means my lights, and I have formulated different empowerment series to guide everyone back to their own life, whether it's someone middle age or someone that needs to go a little further in business. I have found over the years that people do get into a place where they just get stuck and they plateau and they want to be able to move forward.
Right, yes. I know that you have several modalities that you do, but before we get into the modalities, we want to talk about the topic at hand. But I'm going to just give you a chance to, again, once just tell people how they can find you.
It's Tracy Nocell, and it's Nori, is N-O-U-R-I, Groups, LLC. I can be found on Facebook, or you can visit my website as well, Nori Groups. LLC.com, and my direct business line is 973-978-0400.
Great, thank you. So my first question for you today is, what is psychic energy?
For me, what I have discovered and I observe with a lot of people for psychic energy is that our auric field, we all have our auric field, that's our energy field. And over time, we suppress thoughts and emotions and traumas. And I can detect that, but what happens is it tends to run a lower vibrational frequency, and that comes from your subconscious mind when you suppress all of that. So this frequency is never in alignment with your current thoughts to create the life you want, and it does become a disconnect. So to come into alignment with the suppressed emotions, you do need to come up into awareness. And that's where I step in and I'm able to detect what you're holding on to in your auric field and guide you through the awareness so you can live the life you've imagined.
Right. So there are several ways that people can, you know, work with their auric field and their psychic energy. And one of the things that people tend to know the most about a popular is getting a reading. Can you talk a little bit about getting a reading and why someone would want to get a reading?
Absolutely. Readings are a lot of fun. And since I do connect with the auric field and the person's energy in the auric field, the spirit guides through me whether... There's different titles for everybody on the other side, whether it's someone's higher self coming through or their spirit guides, what have you, anything angelic. I just broad range that from spirit because it's the message coming through the same. And I find that a lot of humor comes through the readings because everybody gets a little tensed or stressed out of these answers that they're seeking when in actuality they have it within themselves. So a reading helps to bring a person into clarity and confidence for themselves to know, like, okay, I can breathe, I can relax, all is good, I can go left here, I can go right here, and it helps them on their current path so they can come back into alignment with their focused thoughts and intentions. So it takes all that swirling thought out of their mind that's all over the place jumbled, and it lays it out on the table for them so they can see things clearly. So using a reading, and especially if you use cards with it too, it just helps the person to understand what is being said at that moment so they can process it on all levels and then discuss it.
Yes. So when someone wants to get a reading, you know, some people do it for fun, so they'll just do it whenever it occurs. So some people actually want to have a reading on a weekly basis. What's your position on that?
They can do a weekly reading if they have the intention that they're using it for guidance and not seeking someone to guide it for them. So we do get busy in life, and sometimes we just get overwhelmed on what to do next. And the weekly reading would then help them to say, okay, let's just quiet the mind for a moment and focus, and this is what you need to know that you usually already know. You're just confused about overthinking puts you in too many different directions.
How about your position on someone coming in because they want to do a reading, but they're actually asking you to read someone else?
For a deceased or someone living?
Living.
I can pick up on energies, of course, with those that are around them and how it pertains to that person that's asking the question.
Right, but honestly, right, you wouldn't really do a full reading for someone who's living because that person needs to be there.
No. I don't do a reading that way, yes. And it's
right.
Also going against that person's free will.
Exactly.
I believe, But if it's someone that's, you know, they have questions, like if it's their child, are they safe, or which direction are they going in, yes, I will be shown that, and then I just, you know, offer them light and love and tell them to keep the same. But everybody has their own soul journey here.
Right, exactly. Great. Thanks for sharing that with us. And then you also asked the question that I was going to ask next. So I know that you also are a channel. So how about reading about someone who has passed away? You know, what's your position on that?
We all have our different abilities with how clearly we can hear other deceased loved ones on the other side. For that, I will generally get an image in my mind of what they're looking, and now and then they'll tell me some quick guidance for them. For me, I think it's a comfort for people that they just need to know that their loved ones are safe and on the other side, and they'll come through that way to say, I am here, I am good, keep living, enjoy yourself, this is part of the process, and all is well.
So I know that you have developed your own modality that's quite empowering for people who come to you, and it's actually a layer because people come to you multiple times. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what you do and how someone can actually be helped with that?
Yes, I'm just going to give a real quick rundown. I was born with these gifts, so... With my professional sales career of 30 years and being a photographer and having a science degree, I was also professionally trained on how to read people for sales. So over time, a lot of people would come to me for readings, and then they kept asking me, what else can you teach me? And it took several years, but I did develop an empowerment series, and the first one is Finding You. I do a...
Hello? Hello? Okay, it seems like we were disconnected, so I'm going to go to commercial and see if I can find out what's happening with this glitch.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
When it matters most, Our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Okay, we're back. I'm not certain what happened. For some reason, there was a glitch, and I thought it was on our end, but it seems like it was on the other end. So we lost our guest for the remainder of the show unless we were able to connect during the next commercial. So today we were talking about psychic energy and how psychic energy affects people and how it can affect us. And we were talking about how there's also different modalities out there that we can go to help find clarity and empower ourselves. And so there are different things that people can do. So myself, I do know about several modalities that are out there that are called complementary or alternative. I'm not very excited about the alternative because I feel like complementary to the medical field is always the best way to go, and to always keep in mind that the medical field and science is so advanced now. So we can, so let me just go to commercial for one moment to see if I can get that.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hi, we're back with a pure component, Bridging Science and Spirit. We had Tracy Noel on the line, but I think there was a glitch. She tried to contact us again. Tracy, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad we connected again. I didn't think that would happen. I had tried to call you, and I guess you had a glitch with your line because I did try to connect.
I have no idea what happens with that, but actually I do. That's called psychic energy interference.
Yes. I've heard that people say that happens, particularly when you're trying to empower people. It seems like that tends to happen. So we were really talking about one of the modalities that you basically are the one who is the creator, that you have been doing for a while and empowering people. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, in my empowerment series, Finding You, I have implemented and developed over the years, after years of research and trial and error, to see what works best for the client. So it is a 16-week long series, and it's 1 hour a week. And I do go over on where people's blocks are. We've gone through life where we've worked. We're a mother. We've been a caregiver. We're a father. We're this. We're that. And we just go and go and go. And then one day we wake up and we're like, I don't feel anything anymore. I just do. And that's when they come to me, is when they have lost themselves. Hence the name Nori in Arabic means my light. So I guide everybody back to their own light. So the empowerment series is very, very powerful for people, is to shift and to feel again, and then their relationships change, and they're happier, and they just feel different, and Then they're vibrating at a higher frequency, and when they are in a higher realm energetically for themselves, less obstacles are present. Life is life. You're always going to have your twists and turns, but when you are vibrating higher, you can navigate and utilize that for growth and strength, and that's where more and more happiness comes in, and then they're more thankful because they feel better, which also is a frequency that will pull more things back to them.
Right. So when you do these sessions, are they group sessions or one-on-one?
My private coaching for the Empowerment Series is strictly one-on-one. It is one program for everyone, but it is offered depending on what that particular person is going through. So it's just uncovering energies so that they can come back into. So I find it's very, very powerful for people to do it on a one-on-one experience that way, because then they truly open up and they get to their gift of what it is that they need to look for themselves and to uncover that they've been afraid. People are afraid to look within themselves. I don't know why, probably because of past trauma or hurts, or they feel shame or guilt, or they feel that they might have not have handled situations correctly. And all those emotions do not need to be there. It's simply observing one's life to what got you to where you are now. And if something is off with you and you don't feel happy about certain situations, then we're able to just view it as a movie so I can help them achieve that level of awareness that they're like, it was meant to happen. Oh, I can utilize that for moving forward or to change or to do something different and become more vibrant. So it's the fear factor for them to look within, but that's where all the answers are held.
Right, and it's something that people should think about when they're doing this work, because of that fear factor, is that, you know, they always say knowledge is power. And when you hear that knowledge is power, then self-knowledge is empowerment. So that's what they would get from doing something like this, is they would be empowering themselves. So you're
correct.
Basically helping them to empower themselves. When you do your modality,
yes.
Do you feel as if the energies are coming from the universe rather than that you're the actual person? Do you feel like you're more of a facilitator or that you're
correct.
The actual person?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what makes me uniquely different from my coaching practice, is that I am a channel and I am always open to that energy. So whenever I am with any client, I am always open, and the information is always coming through the universe, and that's why the series is beautiful per person, is because the information they need at every single session will also come in through what I'm also teaching them and guiding them on.
Great. Can you give us an example? I know you can't use any words because any names, because I know that you need to keep your clients confidential. But can you give us an example of something that was really empowering for one of your clients in those sessions?
Yes, absolutely. I had a lady years back that was in her late 40s, and she was going through some life changes and a divorce and relationship and housing changes. And she had someone that owed her a substantial amount of money. And she was working. She did well for herself, but that would have been helpful for her at that time. So I worked with her on changing how she perceived those interactions of what she had just gone through, and to bring it up to clarity and dispel the negative charge, the emotional charge around it. And once we did that, someone that owed her $15,000 stepped up and paid her off. So it's things like that. When your vibration changes, you pull into you what is meant to be for you.
Right. That's excellent. So the person actually really got something that was meant for her, and it was probably long waiting.
Yes.
So
there's a lot of things like that, from cars to houses. As once you change your frequency and your vibration, things come to you as if by like a magnet. It's like magic. It comes right in.
Right. So people think about psychic energy as something that they see on television and something that they, you know, that they hear about, but they don't realize that it really is part of everyone's being, that we all
correct.
Have this intuitive energy within us, and that can actually be stretched out to multiple parts of our being, yeah. so that we can use it for our own self-empowerment, and also to just make good things happen in our life, and keeping it positive also. What type of client would you say would be drawn to something like this?
I do have a large client base of women that are professional or mothers at home, too, that are in their mid-40s. They want to feel better because they are stuck in their situation. I also, for my male clients that are in business and they're the breadwinners and they are making it happen, they are definitely empowered by this to come back into feeling and not just working or feeling used, and that definitely heightens them. So it's really for anybody that wants to feel again. That's what it is. People disconnect from themselves. So primarily I find business people of 40s and up, but it's whatever that person wants, because I've had some younger clients too in their 20s and 30s that are trying to decipher all of this information and what to do in life, and it's focusing their energy and teaching them how the psychic energy works for them.
And have you worked with children?
I have not worked with a lot of children, although they are very open and very intuitive to the energies around them because they're playful. They haven't been distorted by life yet, let's say. So they're very curious and in their development to empower them to trust what they feel and what they see.
Right, because it's the same thing in my business. It feels like when working with children, I work with children from 9 and up, and working with children, it feels like it's easier to have them really empower themselves quicker because they're very open to it. They haven't been tainted by, life itself. So I totally get that. So would you want to work with children? Is that something you're interested in doing?
I'm open to it, absolutely.
Great, yeah, so that's good.
I just haven't yet, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're going to break for commercial, but before we do, I just wanted to just remind everybody that we're going to also be doing our giveaway, and our giveaway is really cool. I had so many people who wanted it, so we'll be doing that later on when we come back, as well as talking to Tracy Noel again, and we're going to continue our topic right after this short break.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, we're back with A Pure Component, Linking Spirit and Science, and we're talking about psychic energy. Tracy, I'm just checking, making sure you're still there.
I am.
Okay, great. So we are talking about psychic energy and different modalities that can actually help people to find clarity and empower themselves. Tracy, can you tell us about any other modalities that you have?
Yes, I am a Reiki master, UCLA Reiki master, so I do teach and train. I am also trained in Isis 13-16 Reiki, and I've also am Arc 1, which is Archangel Reiki and Atlantean, to work with the crystals and the energy. And I'm also trained in Energy Mastery, which is working on clearing out the work field. and the list goes on with that. So that's where I compile everything when I work with clients weekly, is it all just opens and comes through.
So as an intuitive life coach, what do you, what would you say that people can expect on their first visit with you?
The first visit is usually quite powerful because they are enlightened far deeper than they were expecting for themselves on clarity and how I can pinpoint a behavior pattern to a past event from even childhood or lineage back in their ancestors of how things come through their energy. And they are always amazed by that.
So when people come to you for life, you know, for the intuitive life coach sessions, is that something that they do weekly, monthly, or does it vary from person to person?
My empowerment series, Finding You, is a 16-week course, and it's 1 hour a week. And I can do just a session here and there if they would prefer. But the most benefit, if they are looking to truly get to the root of everything that stops them, it's the 16-week course I have developed time-wise to get them to a level where they can practice things and this energy and their mindset on their own without me.
Right, okay. So you're really getting people to where they need to be, and so they can do that in 16 weeks.
Yeah.
So what happens when that person has another issue? Would that be a different modality or another set of your empowerment series?
There's layers. People are like an onion. There's different layers, and you cannot get to the core of the onion in one shot. It would be too much emotionally for anyone to handle. So if there are more things that are revealed through the course that they are kind of holding themselves back and afraid to feel the emotions just to let them out, that sometimes happens. I do have other theories that I can go into. I do have a divine sacred feminine series as well to help empower women once they've gone through the first series to understand what they've accumulated in the auric field in this go-around, in this lifetime. And then the second series empowers them to be the best version of themselves on a dynamic woman level, whether it's for business or a wife or a mother or what have you. So it just strengthens them with each different series that I have.
Right. So when you're working with your clients, I'm sure that you have a lot of gratitude as well, because it's so gratifying when we know that we're actually helping people to help themselves.
That's my passion.
Yeah. So I know that when I work with people, I absolutely love to see them get empowered. When you have a client come to you and it's very emotional, the person really needs to have that contact, do you have additional services where you can see them more than once a week during that course of the time if that happens?
I absolutely will do that as well, too. I also do have quite a few clients that as they are working with me, they are also in traditional therapy. So that always works out beautifully. If someone is really stuck on an emotion, I will go in and work with emotion codes to be able to pinpoint where that started for them. And because when we grow up, so let's say we have a trauma when we're 6 years old. Let's say somebody yelled at us and it just created a behavior pattern from that point in time for us to be a little bit more suppressed. And we don't speak out, so you carry that energy. And then when you're an adult, it's going to play out in a different way of perhaps your energy orbiting in that experience again in a different format, but they're not connecting it to that six-year-old experience. And that's where I'll point it out. And once they have that aha moment, we address that six-year-old so that inner wounded child is heard and healed. And that helps them incredibly, very fast, and then they are able to lift up emotionally and energetically. So it's a deep process all the way up.
Very good. So I really suggest that people try this, the people who are not, who don't really know about it. You know, it can't hurt to try it once at least. What would you say is the best modality that you offer that someone can come to you only once just to see if they resonate with it and or with psychic energy and the energies that you work with so that they could really just feel and experience that energy?
How I work that is I tend to always start with a reading because people are unsure, and the reading will always reveal what it is they need, and then they're getting a connection from me, they're getting information. I'm pinpointing some things in their energy, and they're like, oh, okay. And then on top of what they're currently going through, and then it usually leads into this is how the series works, and this is how you can benefit, and here are the results you can expect from it.
Right.
So I always like to start with a reading for them.
So you would say a reading is one of the better ways to at least come in so that they can experience the energy and see what it's about?
Yes.
Can you tell me, I know that you do multiple types of readings, so what types of readings do you do?
The readings that I do are always all channeled, so I do have an array of different decks that I use, and that depends on which deck the spirit wants me to use that week. So they will, at the beginning of the week, say it's going to be this one, and I will read all my clients, because every session that people get with me, in their coaching series, I do readings. So that one deck delivers different information to whoever it's going towards, but it will have a different vibration. So I don't necessarily pinpoint what type of readings now. It's what the person needs, and the information will always come through, and I trust the channel instead of just saying, well, let's ask your guides and go here. If somebody's coming in with thoughts and questions and needing guidance, that information is going to come through no matter which form I choose to use.
Right.
Or
so
they can choose to use a different deck. I also will give them options. Here are like several decks that are, spirits have given the choice of this, and they always pick the one I was going to go with anyway, but it gives them a sense of, you know, an option as well. From anything from ask your guides to I have soul inspiration cards, there's angel cards, there's so many. There's animals, there's crystals.
So you also do cards, animal cards, so angel cards, tarot cards. And so I guess, as you said, it is really based on the client. So you don't pre-choose. You actually just do whatever comes natural once you're in front of that client?
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, and we're going to break for commercial again, and when we come back, we'll continue with Tracy Noel, and she will give us some final words as well as telling us how we can contact her again. We're also going to be doing our giveaway. So we have a giveaway, and it's a really cool one. We have 4 tickets and a t-shirt from Schaefer Farms. Lots of people applied for this one. It's the season. There's 2 more weekends when you can use it. And what's really cool is that they will be honored next year. So our winner if they cannot make the next 2 weekends, will be able to make it next year. So when we come back after break, we'll announce our winner.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hello, we're back with a Pure Component, a linking science and spirit. We're here with Tracy Noel today, and before we continue, I just want to draw our drawing for our winner. So Schaefer Farms was here last week, and they offered 4 tickets to their Horror Farm. Horror Farm is, they have 4 activities going on, and they promise to scare the yell out of you. It's exciting, and I bet the winner will make it a yearly tradition. And for those of you who did not get chosen, I just wanted to give you the information again because so many people applied for this. It is SchaeferFarm.com. You can also call 908-782-2705 for tickets. They have this event going on for the next 2 weeks, as well as multiple events because they go on to Christmas events, winter events, summer events, and all the way around the year, there's events there for you and your family. This event particularly that we have for our winner is for people that are 13 years old and older, because it is a total scary experience that you'll have a lot of fun and they will scare the yell out of you. Our winner, let's draw this winner and see who's the winner for this one. Heidi Beer. Heidi Beer, you are going to, Heidi Beer is from West Milford, New Jersey, and you are going to receive 4 tickets plus a t-shirt, and you'll get some information via email with all the information and receive your tickets, and you'll be able to go tomorrow if you'd like to. Anyways, thank you so much for doing that. Also, Tracy has a $100 value gift for us, and we're going to also do that giveaway next week. Tracy, can you tell us a little bit about your giveaway?
Yes, I am doing a 30-minute power session, and it is to discover some hidden energetic blocks, and of course, I will also do a reading with that for some clarity and guidance.
Great. That's a $100 value, and here's how it works. Go to Facebook, facebook.com/apurecomponent. By tomorrow at 1 p.m., you'll see some questions. You have to answer 3 questions regarding this show that we're having today. Once you answer the 3 questions, don't answer on Facebook because everybody will see it. Whoever gets all 3 answers correct will be able to be put in our drawing, and usually our guests will pull out the winner. Today I had to do it because Tracy is doing her interview today by phone, but next week our guests will pull out the winner for that. And you know what, Tracy, before we just talk a little bit more and you tell us your final your final thoughts. I'd love it if you can tell us how our clients and our listeners, I'm sorry, can find you.
Okay, it's Tracy Nosal. You can find me, it's Nosal, and you can find me on Facebook under Nori Groups LLC, and it's Nouri, and that's groups with an S at the end, and my website is NoriGroupsLLC.com, and my email is NoriGroupsLLC@gmail.com. And my phone number is 973-978-0400.
Great, thank you. So I would love it if you just give us some final words on psychic energies and also how different modalities can help people.
I think the psychic energy is something that people really need to observe, that this is something that we all have. It's just learning a little bit more for themselves, which is what I train on with that, and to empower themselves to go create the life they've imagined.
Right. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being here with us. I'm so glad that you were able to sub for us today, and it was more than subbing, because you just gave us a wealth of knowledge. And before we close, just one more time, just give people your website so they can find you.
Sure. Thank you. Of course. It's www.nouri, N-O-U-R-I, groups, GROUPSLLC.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Tracy. So today we were talking... Oh, sorry. Let me let you respond. So thank you so much, Tracy. So today we were talking about psychic energy. And, you know, when we think about psychic energy, this is the season for it. You know, everyone's getting dressed up for Halloween. People think about different things in this season. And, you know, the fall season is a really nice season. People are out more and people are doing a lot of things for themselves and with their families. People are actually out there more and empowering themselves. And what they say about this season is that people tend to find their significant other, because during this season people tend to look better, whatever that means. But that was just some facts that I was looking up, that's, you know, that I found. And during this season, it's really good to find things to do for yourself to empower yourselves as well, particularly moms and people who are caregivers, because we tend to give and give and give and we don't stop and do something for ourselves. So with the gift that we're going to receive, our giveaway for next year, for next show, it's going to be something that can help you to empower yourself. Also, it's something that you can give to a friend that might need to, so that's an excellent gift to give to someone. So when you're thinking about doing something for yourself, think about psychic energy and your own energy and how you can empower yourself by working with your aura and someone who knows what they're doing. I love that Tracy did mention that she also works with professional psychiatrists or therapists who can help people to empower themselves as well. And so it's not all just energy work, but it's a combination and a wholeness that she practices when she practices with her clients, and she gives us a real way to make sure that we can create the life that is feeling very satisfying to us. Thank you so much for joining us at A Pure Component, linking science and spirit. And join us next week again at 10 o'clock when we're going to have our third show, where we're going to be featuring the Good Witch. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on northern Syria, where Turkey had launched an invasion about a week ago. Well, things are improving, according to the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, talking to reporters as a NATO meeting begins in Brussels.
I'm encouraged by the fact that over the last days we have seen a significant reduction in violence, in fighting.
That Turkish invasion happening after President Trump agrees to pull U.S. troops out of the region. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper is also at that NATO meeting, and he blames Turkey.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted.
The late Maryland Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings is being honored at this hour at the U.S. Capitol, where he's been lying in state, a ceremony getting underway featuring remarks from prominent lawmakers. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Around 30 Republican House members storming a closed-door hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill regarding the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Many Democrats later called it a Republican stunt. But Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell says the GOP members may have created a security breach as many brought their cell phones with them.
They not only brought in their unauthorized bodies, they may have brought in the Russians and the Chinese with electronics into a secured space.
Officials say a wildfire burning in Northern California is growing bigger by the minute. The Kincade Fire in northeastern Sonoma County reported just last evening, but it has since blown up to an estimated 10,000 acres, being fueled by winds blowing between 50 and 70 miles an hour at times. Mandatory evacuations are underway. And wasting no time in kicking off Christmas-only programming, Lifetime Network will air only Christmas and holiday-themed movies starting tomorrow, round the clock. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill yesterday answering questions at a hearing about the social media platform's plans for cryptocurrency called Libra. Zuckerberg saying they won't move forward with it without federal approval. Here's more on his appearance on Capitol Hill from USA Radio's Wendy King.
During the hearing before the House Financial Services Committee, Zuckerberg tried to ease concerns that Facebook would attempt to skirt U.S. regulations to launch the cryptocurrency. Previously, U.S. regulators, including Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, expressed concern that Libra could present issues related to privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability. Lawmakers questioned Zuckerberg about litigation involving Facebook's purported violations of the Fair Housing Act. how the company plans to protect users' financial and personal information, and how the company plans to handle diversity and inclusion among its employees. I'm Wendy King.
And whistleblower Edward Snowden says he can assure those who think otherwise that aliens have not contacted Earth and chemtrails aren't real. The former NSA contractor who leaked information about massive government surveillance programs said he had access to some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets and found nothing to back up such conspiracy theories. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it's 66 degrees in Flemington, and it is fair. Today's forecast is sunny with a high of 67. Friday, increasing clouds, a high of 66. On